Blog Talk Radio.
This is Renegade Broadcasting.
It's too late, 'cause the world is just a small thing. Settle down, not a
Okay, we are live. I don't know if anybody is hearing me. We're having like some technical difficulties, guys. I'm using my phone. I guess it's actually coming through though, because I'm hearing my voice come out of the speaker here. So I'm gonna just sit here at my buddy's basement door, the bunker, so to speak, and broadcast this way. I guess it's better than nothing. So. We have a little report for you tonight. That's the purpose of this. You know, it's been a great time. This is General Antiochus, of course, speaking with you. And the date is, what's the date, man? It's October 7th, 2013. Today is Monday, taking over for Kyle's Blitzkrieg broadcast. Normally would be on at this time. But, of course, he is on the road with the rest of the renegade heathens. So, yeah, you know, you guys can call in if you want to talk. I don't really have anything prepared. Just going to be going off the cuff, shooting from the hip, so to speak. Got my vodka here, or whiskey, and, you know, some good company. And if anyone has any questions, feel free to call in. I'm going to show my buddy how to operate this thing. Click on that man right there. All right, yeah, if somebody calls, it'll pop up here and you can let me know. So, yeah, I mean, up to this point, it has been really a great time. I mean, I got to be part of this today. This was my my big, you know, appearance. And, you know, unfortunately, I can't go with the guys on the rest of the trip, but we were able to all convene together in person. So that was worth it. We got some taping done. Yeah, we put CT on the map, I guess. I wanted to have something more extravagant, you know, have a bunch of people gathered waiting for Kyle and Mike and see, you know, like conquering heroes or warriors, warriors welcome, but you know, it just goes to show how hard it is to organize anything. You know, I called up a bunch of people I knew, and the people were making excuses, and you know, it's hard to motivate people to come out. A lot of people are far away. You know, what we did accomplish though was great. Absolutely, I'm very very proud of the team, and that's essentially the message we got across on video. Today we had some joking around, a little horsing around, I guess, some good times, some half serious stuff, some serious stuff. You know, this is just the beginning. I guess all the shots that we took were just kind of for you know, the opening lobby here. They're going to be getting a lot more material as they go. And so far up to this point, they have met with Andrew in North Carolina. So far, he's a listener, and it was Hive Mind and Crystal in Maryland. So, and I just want to send a shout out to Hive Mind there for giving me the Spirit Stone. Thanks a lot, brother. Definitely appreciate it. I will hold and cherish it for eternity. And yeah, so I mean, That's up to this point. And then, of course, me and my buddy here, Wolf CT, we picked up Sieg over at coming from Long Island. He took the ferry across the Long Island Sound into Bridgeport. Yeah, and what happened, it was kind of funny. We were trying to get directions to get there. So here's a funny irony here. Who ends up giving us directions to find Siegfried is like some 6'4" black guy in Bridgeport. He offered to drive us to the or have us follow him to the place. You know, we just stopped in a Walgreens or some random store or something and just asked the biggest scariest nig you could find, and he turned out to be helpful and kind. So, yeah, not all black people are evil, guys. But, everyone knows I don't really take that that perspective anyway. I'm not really afraid of minorities or non-whites because I'm around them all the time.
What's that?
Yeah, when you impose a presence, they can be pretty helpful. And, you know, it's funny. We were kind of joking about this thing earlier today, you know, just reimposing slavery. But, yeah. What was I going to say? So that was just ironic. I mean, and then he takes us to, we find Siegfried, and there's Siegfried, long-haired, violin-playing, cultured young lad there, and he was well-dressed, well-suited for the show. You know, it was, it felt like we've already known each other our whole lives, pretty much. That was kind of how I felt upon meeting him. And, you know, it was the same thing when I met Kyle and Mike, too. I mean, that was great as well. You know, I'll never forget it. So, I mean, we were originally going to convene at my house, but we had a change of plans because we were going to use two base camps here, my house and my buddy's house. So we ended up just kind of staying at my buddy's house because he offered his place, which was very nice of him. I want to thank Wolf CT and his wife and family for helping us out here. But I've known this guy my whole life, pretty much. So he's kind of my best friend, the man in the shadows. You know, someday you probably will hear him on a show. I think you know, he just needed to build up to it. I would have had him actually on tonight if because I'm sitting here with him, but. You know, I have to do this from my phone because he doesn't have a microphone inside of his computer for some reason. I tried to hook up Skype and do it that way, but it didn't work. So this is it. This is all we have. So far, so we had Siegfried, drove him back to my buddy's house in Connecticut. We stayed there, and then we just waited. And Mike and Kyle didn't show up too much longer after that. You know, it was just, you know, we felt that instant camaraderie when they pulled in, that electrifying feeling that, you know, when you finally meet somebody in person that you've been collaborating with, working with for so long over the air, over the internet, you know, it's pretty wild and amazing. We had a great time. Made sure that we were well stocked. We had plenty of cigarettes and beer, and you know, it was fun. I mean, so we stayed. I'm trying to think of exactly what we did. We had a couple, not interviews, but just speeches, you could say. I gave one. C gave one. I'm sure these will be in the documentary when Kyle edits it. It is going to take a while, though, for anybody who's expecting the documentary soon. I just should warn people ahead of time that it's going to take a little bit of time. Any project like this involving video is pretty, you know, strenuous. But, yeah, we gave a speech. I gave a speech. He gave a speech. You'll see a funny mace hanging in the background as I'm talking cryptically in the corner of the basement in the bunker here at Wolf CT's house. And, you know, Sieg, we kind of just alternated between me and Sieg. Mike got on camera holding a Bohemian Grove eagle or owl, so that's that was pretty funny. And then we did get a great entrance shot of us, emerging from the bunker. Now, I hope Kyle's not mad if I'm kind of divulging all this, spilling the beans. I mean, you know, we know you listeners are hungry, though, for to hear of what's been going on, the boots on the ground, and, you know, just what we've been doing. So I just figured I'd give a little bit of an update to quench your thirst. You know, of course, there's no way to really imagine it without seeing it. So eventually when it does come out, you'll have that opportunity. And for all those who donated, again, thank you for making this possible. We couldn't have done it without you. Between gas and just all the practical, you know, expenses. So that's it. If anyone wants to call in, you know, I'm gonna leave the phone line open here. I'll probably just play another song and take a swig or something. Oh, yeah, I guess I'm trying to think. The only other thing is, you know, towards the end, it was a lot of hanging out, a lot of good time, a lot of good times hanging out, taping, but we also did get out, too. We went to a restaurant, a Polish restaurant in downtown Little Poland, you can say, in my neighborhood. There is a section where it used to be, well, it was always white, I mean, until, you know, immigrants, you know, but with the changing demographics, it kind of became Puerto Rican mostly, and, you know, full of minorities, but these Poles really took the place back over, made it beautiful. It's, you know, just gorgeous. There's delis, restaurants. It's very safe. The streets are clean. You know, Polish credit unions, all kinds of stuff there. So we figured we'd take them to this little European section of the city where I live and where my buddy used to live previously. He's actually in another town now in the outskirts. But, yeah, it was a good time. We had some potato pancakes or pierogies and some Polish beer. You know, and that was it. We were going to go to a place called Fatherland, but we didn't end up doing that. We ended up, these guys had to kind of get going, heading off to the next stop, which was going to be back in New Jersey, headed towards the south again. So I guess that's it for the Northeast. I guess they're done with New England. As far as I know, right now they are meeting or have met with Angelo Gage of the White Voice. So, and then they'll be moving on tomorrow to Urban Jungle Girl in Pennsylvania. So that is the itinerary. From there, I don't know because I'm not, you know, part of it. This is just the section I'm involved in. And, you know, I don't really know from there. I don't know. It's probably going to be a little spontaneous. I do know they have certain listeners and things planned that they're going to visit up with and meet. Towards the end, I am pretty confident they're going to be going to Cali and, you know, and as their end destination and meeting up with somebody very big and important. So I'm not going to say who, but someone you guys all know of. And that's really it, man. So we're leaving some you know, what's that called when you leave a cliffhanger a little bit? I think they're going to have a lot of great material, a lot of fun little things they'll have captured on camera in the moment. The whole point. Oh, okay. All right. No. Dude, it's probably fine, man. I would just X out of that. So I am going to take control of my buddy's computer right now and make sure that everything is working properly. Hold on. All right, I guess it is working. So I'm going to just play a track and compose myself, and then I'm going to open it up to the callers. If anyone wants to call, go ahead. You have the number there. I believe it is, 633? Can you see it, man? You guys know it. I mean, it's... I'm trying to relay information over to a friend. Anyway, I'm going to play a track. This is from a band called Creator. They were a German 80s thrash metal band, thrash/speed, kind of in the vein of Destruction and Sodom was another famous one. So they're a great band. They had a lot of good hits. And this particular song, it's interesting because I did read up on them, and apparently they did play for some anti-racist festival at some point, but that's probably just because their promoters wanted them to do that, and, you know, they just figured, what the hell, we'll just play it. I don't think they really knew how they were being used or what, but this particular song called Peoples of the Lie, if you read the lyrics, it seems like they're talking about the Jews. I mean, I can't help but But notice they're mentioning the Old Testament. They're mentioning eye for an eye, which actually the eye for an eye comes from the Babylonians originally. That's like, you know, the Jews kind of stole that idea from them. But, yeah, when they say master plan for genocide, you know, and they're saying people of the lie, and, you know, there are other hints in there that you can kind of see. A lot of lyrical content has buried within it some hints of, you know, this J problem we have of ours, and also just, you know, very thinly veiled references to Jewish domination and control. So I suggest you guys look them up. I'm going to play that now, and then I'm going to wait for callers. If we don't get anyone, I'll probably go on for a little longer, but I just wanted to get on the air so folks could pay attention to what is happening in real time. On the ground. I also wanted to thank the girls, Sinead, Hex, and anyone else, just the women doing the show on Sunday night. I thought that was a great show. We listened to it, and very proud to have them with us. Hopefully they are able to keep up with it. It is very hard doing these shows consistently, so if they do, it'll be great, and I think they're just a wonderful addition to the network. Yeah, supporting female voices absolutely give credibility to the message of the males here. And, you know, that's it also brings other people in. It gets others involved. It gets you know, white men to want to jump into the battle. Gets other women to feel more comfortable and secure. You know, it's not just a huge sausage party. It's they can relate to other people from their own gender, and you know, it's just it's very important to have a mix of the genders. So we just want to thank them for doing the show. And then I don't know what I'm going to do for the rest of the week. You know, if people want to get in touch with me on Facebook or email, if they want to do shows, you know, I can coordinate with Kyle and Mike and make you know, get them to okay it, and you know, I can give you guys the password or something to get in and just do the show if anybody wants to do that. Otherwise, I'll probably be taking some breaks here and there in between days, but I will be popping up periodically, so you'll see, you know, in the chat I'll let everyone know if there's going to be a show at a certain night, probably right before the regular scheduled time of when the program would go live on the air. So just like tonight, you know, I noticed people wondering, is there going to be a show? Is there going to be a show? You know, so, yeah, so I'm going to play this creator now and take a couple swigs, and I will be back. Your calls are welcome. We'll be right back. All right. Okay. We are back. This is the General Antiochus with you. If anyone, like I said, if anyone wants to call in, I'm just going to extend that out to the audience. It's 347-633-9657. And that's really about it. Like I said, I don't really have anything prepared, so I wanted to just get on and have a short update, just get drunk, play some music pretty much. One other thing was, if you look in the lyrics of that song, they do mention your racist pride. There's a line in there where they say that. And, that's why I say everything can be taken two different ways. Now, I'm not, if you're talking about whites, that's one thing. But I don't think that's really where they were going. I think they were talking about the Bible and, the way Jews see themselves as elevated above the rest of humanity. And I think they were talking about Jewish racism, and that's a very powerful weapon to turn it against them and just say, say that they are the real racists because the Germans, of all people, who better should understand this concept, of being discriminated against and, being victimized by these people. So that's kind of how I interpret it. Something you can always remember is you can take any message and repackage it and throw it right back at the enemy, whether they're talking about racism, privilege, you just take white out and you put Jew in, and that's it. You take out the doctrine of, just supremacy, domination, imperialism, globalization, leftist language, communication. Mike was talking on one of the shows about how we are facing a slow death through propaganda and through speech. It's very confined to just psychology, not necessarily physical, but we are being overrun, numerically by aliens coming from other lands, foreign, non-European lands, into the West, because this is where all the money is. This is where the land of opportunity resides. And, it's just important in this war to understand the language, understand how to fight back, and I think we're going to start seeing this pushback now. I think there are going to be people at this Tim Wise thing happening in, Indiana or something up there maybe. I know it's Matt Heinbach's people, so, they're not the toughest, most radical or extreme National Socialist-minded, type people, but they are good. They're good folk that are trying to get their message out of kind of conservative traditionalism, I guess you could say. And it's anything is better than nothing. I would like to see, people more in a domineering attitude. People just like not ready to take shit anymore. People ready to just stand up and not be on the defensive all the time. We need to go on the attack. That's what I'm saying. One of the purposes of Renegade is not only to inform you, the listener, keep you updated with news, factual information, and our views, our opinions, but it's also to try to coordinate and network, get people to work together. For a common goal. And meeting up in person does change the game. It it solidifies everything. It makes you feel like something bigger is possible when you see them in the flesh. When you see your brothers and sisters who think like you, and you know that you're not alone. You're not an isolated person that is just all alone in this big anti-white hateful world. You know, this big Jewish disgusting conglomeration of filth. I mean, it's all plutocracy and commercialism and, you know, just marketing, advertising. Everything they throw at you today is sickening. I was saying to Mike in the Polish restaurant, if we could just think of how better the world would be if we could just remove all the crap that is in our faces 24/7, you know. Right, WolfCT here is saying another thing we're doing is creating a model for the listeners to follow. It's, you know, create your own roadshow, create your own network, your own radio station, meet up. You know, it's just a model. I mean, if everybody does it, it will work in the end. It's like what Gage was talking about with open and closed systems. Or no, that wasn't Gage. That was the White Rabbit. That was Horace the Avenger. But I contend that the enemy has been operating with an open system. That's how they took over. But now that they have total consolidation, they have closed system, you know, and any system that is built up by walls can be broken down. Those walls can come down. You know, the way that they knocked our institutions down through infiltration, you know, we can kind of do the same thing. I don't really push the infiltration model too much. I think taking it back from within is probably just not going to work. My personal opinion is that we should just follow like what Krev Cobb is trying to do, and just start communities outside of the system, but still part of it. Like low-key white communities, basically, that full of families and friends, and it's got to be people who think the same way, people who will function as a unit, as a whole, and want the same goal. I mean, that's racial preservation and survival. That is the only way we're going to be able to do it. We can't do it on the internet apart from each other. The lone wolves out there can remain lone wolves and just wait for. I think that appeals more towards the collapse model. Is that you just kind of wait it out, and then when things come down, you're going to just, you know, see people just doing their own thing and coming out of the woodwork and just. Yeah, that's maybe a way to look at it. Is the lone wolves could be like the. The reinforcements for the front men type of thing, the guys on the front line. And, you know, when we have lightning rods, I mean, that's the thing is people who have the courage to do it should do it. They should come out publicly and push this message of white survival or, you know, Indo-European, Aryan survival, whatever words and ethnic designation you want to use. You know, just make it known what you stand for, whether you create, you know, it's so easy. Everyone has a computer. You can just record yourself and put it on YouTube. The more that it gets out there, the more people will think it's cool to be white. You know, they'll think it's cool to want to fight for your race. You know, that's what we need to do. And we think we're judging by the numbers. And of course we have our older crowd. We have our middle-aged crowd, the baby boomers and whatnot, and we have the youth. I think it's majority youth. I think your average person in the Renegade chat room is probably 18 or 20, and but I could be wrong. I have no way. I mean, I have no way to really back that up. I'm just going by a gut instinct. So, you know, a lot of people are just getting into this material, and they – haven't read up on everything. They don't know who all the personalities are. They don't know who all the movement leaders were in the past. They don't know much, but they do know that there's something horribly wrong with the system. They know an alien force has taken control, and you know, I haven't. I have to get to the Renegade Tribune. That's another project that we have going concurrently, which is just an internet magazine design, I guess, newspaper. And, you know, a lot of the listeners have been contributing. I want to thank everybody who's been a part of that. You know who you are. And Frank had a great article on the Body Snatchers. I have always used, you know, those movies as allegories for what is being done to our race. In what? Yeah, the same way we use music. See, we can use culture as a weapon and turn it against them. Invasion of the Body Snatchers, you know. The Thing was another movie where you... What? The Mole People, yeah. I mean, you have these stories of, you know, a parasite infecting the body of, you know, humanity and getting inside the, you know, just taking over, essentially turning the person into a brand new replica of itself, of the alien. And now, you know, you have a living, breathing, walking person that doesn't think or act or behave like he once did, you know. And that's kind of what's happened to our race as a whole now. We're not white people anymore. I mean, for every Aryan out there, you have 10 white people that are just following the mainstream media, listening to mainstream music, you know, and just going along with the herd, the sheep. That's kind of what's become of us. So we need to transform back into what we were in the past. My buddy here is swatting some kind of insect, which is interesting because we were just talking about alien parasites, and insects always kind of have that. They have that alien, you know, extraterrestrial look to them, like they're not from this world. That's how I've always thought of it, especially like the praying mantis, when you look at praying mantis. Oh, it's funny because that is actually the CT state insect. It's illegal to kill them over here. But I could see why. They are, you know, they're beautiful creatures, very unique. I am for preservation and conservation of nature. Just being turned inside out, that's what's happened to the race. And we need to draw inspiration from the not-too-distant past or the distant past, both. You know, whether it is the Third Reich or ancient Sparta or the Roman Empire or the Germanic tribes or the Vedic Aryans, the Persian Empire, Egypt, you know, Mesopotamia, all of the ancient world, basically, the culture creators, it has been the white race, really. That has pushed humanity forward, which is why it's so important to make sure that we go on living, for a purpose, that is. You know, all the inventions, all the modern world that we have came about as a result of knowledge flow passing from one civilization to the next. And, you know, it's the Asians kind of, I would say, are kind of right below us as far as sustaining civilization, you know. And then, there is a hierarchy of races, pretty much. That's kind of obvious. Anyone can really see that. Doesn't mean any one group should dominate over the other or, necessarily have supremacy. It's just that, you know, this is how it works out. we should be able to claim our natural place in society, though, if we've earned it. You know, it's now we're in a time where we're trying to just get back what we have created because it's been taken from us. So I'm going to check and see if there are any calls. Let me see.
Oh.
Okay. All right, no calls yet. Probably we'll play another song because I'm just kind of winging it. Don't have anything in front of me. I'm not able to access a computer as the only way I can really broadcast this is outside. I'm half inside, half outside. I'm actually like sitting on the steps of the bunker here. So I did hear Wolf Wall Street called into I think Mike's last show. He had some other. I have to go back and listen to that one because he was really ripping it and letting loose. You know, this has been kind of a debate we've been having for a while. It's just how sophisticated and intellectual and highbrow we want to keep it versus you know, the gutter or the common man type talk. I think we should do both. I think we should try to reach out to as many people as possible, different spectrums of an audience. As long as they're all, you know, true, they will hear something that will appeal to them. Sometimes the esoteric stuff gets way beyond people and they just can't relate to it. But, you know, there's a wide array of things that we can talk about that affect the whole racial and religious angle of things, as well as, the Jewish problem. I never really say question because I think there's no question that it is a problem. That's kind of what I have been saying for a while. So, I saw somebody did call in earlier when I had just opened up, but they dropped off. I don't know if they wanted to ask anything. This is the time to do it because I can't promise I'll be on tomorrow, but I might. We'll see what I have in store. So I'm going to just play another track now, and I'll be with you. If there are some calls, I'll take them. So we're going to play, what do you want to do, Electric Wizard? We'll play that because it's kind of a longer song. So we're going to play Electric Wizard, The Chosen Few. How appropriate is that? So we'll be with you back in 7 minutes.
Thank you.
All right, this is General Antiochus once again with the Renegade Roadshow live. And it appears that we have Kyle with us, I think, judging from the number. I am operating this from my phone, though, and not my computer. Is it Kyle, is that you?
No, General Antiochus, it's Frank.
Hey, what's going on? Is that Sledgehammer?
No, it's Frank. What's going on?
Frank? No,
yeah,
it's not.
Frank.
You guys are trying
Listen.
To trick me.
Listen.
Every time you guys... Yeah.
I got a story I want to tell you, Dave.
All right.
I'm out eating at this German restaurant called the Edelweiss. And there's this beautiful Japanese girl in there, you know, getting down on some German potato salad, some sauerbraten, you know, and it's really turning me on. I walk over there to her, you know, and we start talking, it heats up, you know, it gets really hot around there. So I finally convinced her to go back with me to the Motel 6, because, you know, I'm a big spender. And we get to there, to Motel 6, and, of course, they had that. They let the light on for us, the light of elimination. We go to room 14-5, okay? We go inside, and we start getting involved in some weird esoteric S&M, you know? And so I blindfold her with dental floss. I get behind her, and I ask her if she has any Aryan in her. She says no, so I said, well, would you like some? Things get really crazy. And the next thing I know, I'm at this freaking Graham bus station reading Mein Kampf to her. And she leaves, but I just thought I'd share that, General. General, General Snow's chicken.
Yeah, that's a beautiful story, actually. I think it's very, very enlightening and just what we need to hear. That rendition of Frank is pretty close to the real deal. And since you guys are going out to Ohio, I just want to extend, an invitation to Frank. If he wants to meet the guys, just get in touch with us somehow. You can find me on Skype. My name is Antiochus88 on there. Or you can go by my real name if anyone knows it. And, my Hotmail is FaustinSoul39@Hotmail.com. It would be great if Frank could get in touch with one of us and hopefully get you on the film, on the documentary. But, Mike, what's how did the interview go with Gage?
It went great. And, I'll let Kyle kind of get to that a little bit.
We stopped by, talked to Angelo, and I thought he could present some great material. We chatted for a little while longer, and then we're taking off right now. We're heading towards actually Cincinnati. We're probably not going to be able to stop by at the Urban Jungle Girl, unfortunately. We're going to be going by where she lives fairly late in the middle of the night. Probably just going to drive through the night again here, and... Yeah, Frank, if he wants to meet up, that would be awesome. I'd like to know who Frank really is, you know, get to see this Frank.
Yeah, man. Yeah, hell yeah, dude. I just wanted to say with you guys on, it was just, it was the best meeting you guys, man. It's been a long time coming. We've been working together on the air and just collaborating for a while. But it just brings it full circle when you get to run into you in the flesh, you know. So that was just a glorious moment when you guys walked out of that car and, picking up Siegfried, the whole thing, just us all coming together, coagulating, you know. It's what it's all about. So I just want to thank the listeners and everyone who made it happen, you know.
Yeah, that was awesome. And big thanks to Wolf CT. As he goes by in the chat, for his hospitality. He's a great family, great guy. And you know what? This is really something that I think the listeners need to do themselves. They need to go and organize their own road trips to meet up with people. If they're coming by any of our areas, get in touch with us. Face-to-face personal interactions are so much superior than just online textual interactions or just talking over the phone. Really, this is what is going to build the networks that take us to the next level. Real-life interaction. Just wanted to make sure that everybody got your email correctly. That's FaustianSoul39@hotmail.com. HOTMALE.com, right?
Yeah, FAUST. FAUST, like Faust from the famous epic play by Christopher Marlowe or Wolfgang von Goethe. But, Hold on, sorry.
Hotmail.com. Hold on, I'm paying a toll.
FAUSTIANSOUL39@hotmail.com. That's my Hotmail. You can coordinate with me.
That's the sound of the New Jersey government taking your money away.
Do you hear that, donation makers? You got your donation taken away from Kris Krispy Kreme. You took it away from us. You believe this?
You guys are you guys still in New Jersey? Or are you pulling out of there now?
Right now we're heading towards Pennsylvania. I'm glad to get away from Kris Krispy Kreme.
Yes.
This guy is a badass. He's a whale at the whaling wall. He is a pathetic excuse for a human being. I wish we could have him tied to the roof, but unfortunately he would crush the car.
Yeah, and we've already got Mark Potok, so there just might not be room.
Mark, he's talking about you. Mark E.
Hey, Jerry, get it out of here.
No, we're going to keep you up there.
Is that Mark Potok? Hey, Mark. Mark, how come we are not on the list? We want to get on the SPLC hate watch list and your friends at the ADL. We think we're good enough and we're strong enough and, well, damn people like us.
By the way, Al Franken just made the list.
Yep.
That's how crazy it's getting, folks.
Al Frankenstein is now on the SPLC hate watch list. It's amazing. Alex Jones...
Yep.
Bob Tuskin in the IntelliHub. Shit with umbrellas. It's crazy.
Well,
you can't make this stuff up.
As everyone can see, we're having a really good time. They are, at least, in the background. I don't hear Siegfried. He's not making much noise, but he is there.
I'm filming some extra footage. We're going to probably splice into some teaser trailers for the actual film. Right now we got some McDonald's, some old timey McDonald's on camera. This town we're in right now looks fairly multiculturalized, perhaps
enriched.
Yes, culturally enriched, and we'll get to the bottom of this assuredly, and we'll be getting back to you people soon. Hopefully you're hosting a show tomorrow, or maybe some other of our guest hosts may be gracious enough to lend their voices one more time for tomorrow. That would be great.
I think Andrew in Canada has expressed an interest. I'd really like to get him back on the network. So you can look forward to that, people, and hopefully he'll be able to coordinate with Dana to get this done.
Yeah, guys, maybe I'll just give my cell phone out there. Hell, if somebody does want to, don't do that. All right, well, I'm just trying to figure
the email. FaustianSoul39@hotmail.com.
Well, I mean, you guys got the itinerary pretty well planned out as it is. If you have the spontaneity to make any last-minute decisions, if somebody gets in touch with me, I'll coordinate with you, and we'll do it that way. But, you know, how did the Gage thing went all right, I suppose. He's a great guy as well.
Angelo's great. I mean, he presents things very, very well.
Pretty tough Italian kid. Been in the military. Just the people that we need.
This guy's jacked up. Yep. This guy's big. He was big on any of his videos, but this guy is, I don't know. I think we got the new Fuhrer on our hands.
Yeah. Well, we'll just have to see. You know, it's kind of like a race here to see who rises to the top, but we're all putting our names in the hat. I have a saying that, you know, be the Hitler you wish to see, you know, that's, it's like, you know, God, we all need to be Supermen today.
Hey, Dan, what kind of hat is that third position hat? What kind of hat? Is it a helmet? Is it a Luftwaffe cap? Or what the hell are we talking about here?
What, on the main picture on my on the site? That's just the cap I was wearing during a snow. It was like a snowstorm. It's not a anything Jewish. It's just a snow hat, a regular old thing you put on your head to keep you warm in the Northeast. My dog was in that picture with me.
Okay.
What's
up? Yeah. We're passing by the grease monkey live. No, we're passing by the grease monkey. It supports breast cancer research, apparently.
Right. It is right. Feel right. 14-5. Well, guys, I was going to say, what else is there really to, I don't know, is there anyone, any callers, man? Just want to make sure if there's any callers that want to
14-5.
Talk to the crew directly. Doesn't appear so right now. Somebody was on there before but dropped. But they were in the chat room. They were all wondering, you know, was there going to be a show tonight or not. So last minute, I just figured I'll throw something together and you know, just see if we could coordinate. I'm a trooper, you know. So and it's just great that we're able to get you guys on while you're driving. Soon enough, I'm sure you'll start seeing some mountains.
Oh yeah.
But don't go too far because you'll end up in Canada and then you'll have to see Lou.
Oh.
But I don't know. I didn't try to divulge too much information though. You know, I'm trying to keep things keep the listeners on their toes. You know.
Don't say it yet. you're great, man. I really do thank you. We all thank you for stepping up, doing these shows. We really do wish you could be here with us. And I wish the audience would get to meet Dana live in person, because Dana is a great guy, and he is a character. This guy is he's funny without even trying. He's amazing.
All right, I appreciate that, brother. And you all are my brothers. Siegfried is a very handsome man. I'm sure he's going to do very well with the ladies. Mike Sledge. I don't know if Mike is aware, but there is a girl in the chat room who is calling herself Mrs. Mike Sledge. I don't know if Mrs. Sledge. I don't know if that's actually. I don't know if that's his girlfriend or if that's just a female fan of his. Of course, Kyle. What's that?
It's a Mossad agent.
Yeah, it's a Mossad agent. He said.
Yeah,
yeah, of course. You know,
we're not stopping to see any women. Okay, we're not stopping to see any women. That might have been part of the plan at one point that women would be involved. But no, it's just going to be guys, pretty much, and girlfriends of people we see that will be part of it. No jungle stuff. And yeah, tell her to calm down if she's getting too worked up. Tell Frank if he does call in and we're not connected. Tell him he has any nieces. So let me know, please.
That's right, Fred. Yeah. I mean, if Frank calls in to tomorrow's show, I'll try and tell him you guys are going to be in Ohio. I don't know what day you guys think, but it would be great to get him on camera.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, we'll be in contact every day, so I'll call you guys tomorrow, and we'll go from there. So I just wanted to get you on quickly, and I thank you for the call. I know you guys probably want to just drive and relax. So
I got things going anyway. Hey, Dana, thanks for taking the call. Thanks for doing the show, and you know how it goes. 14-5.
14-5. All right,
man.
14-5, man. All right. See, Heil. Hail victory. There are my brothers. And there they go. Hail Europa. Yes. Okay. That was Kyle, Sieg, and Mike right there. Are they still there or not? Yeah, they just dropped. So, yeah, that's it. This is the Roadshow. This is the real deal. We are all systems go. Houston, you have a problem. We are going to be invading your country soon. We are plundering and pillaging the land. The Renegades have been unleashed. So, if anybody wants to just coordinate with me, as I said, you can reach me via email. I'm also on Facebook. You know, I don't try not to give out my real name, but it is out there. And that's about it, guys. You know, I'm probably going to just go out with a song. You know, I think that about covers it. I think we did a good job there. I do hope Sieg gets to play his violin and, you know, they recorded a little bit. I'm sure they're going to. So my part in this chapter is not done. It's just temporary on hiatus while they are completing the job. You know, and that's it. I'm gonna just keep in touch with them, keep track as they go. Maybe do shows every other day or something. If people want to do a show, as I said, you can get in touch, and that's about it. So I guess even though I played Pentagram last week opening the show, it's one of my buddy's favorite bands here. That's Wolf CT. So we're gonna end the show with some Pentagram. This is Sign of the Wolf. So we will be with you again. Stay tuned. Stay in touch. Anything can happen while we traverse the states. Good luck to Kyle, Sieg, and Mike out there. It was an honor to meet you guys. And it's an honor to know all the listeners in the chat and everybody who calls into our shows, everybody who's part of this family and this network.
What's that?
So, yeah, that's about it, guys. I'm going to just look for the song and play it, and then we're going to go out. So, everybody out there, have a good evening. And once again, hail the new dawn, hail the new order, hail Europa.